Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the checkoff's efforts in the classroom.
Absolutely. We have three programs we're quite proud of that focus in on education. The first is we just wrapped up our seventh year of a program we pioneered, incorporating the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program into Oklahoma FFA curriculum. The Masters of Beef Advocacy Program is a free online course that provides farmers, ranchers, youth, and industry allies with the information they need to be advocates for the industry and also answer tough questions. Questions about beef and raising cattle. In another program, we also recently participated in the Wards Program for Ag in the Classroom, honoring teachers and students. We have been a longtime sponsor of Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom, working to incorporate agriculture literacy into the classroom. We'll also be a key sponsor for the Ag in the Classroom Teachers Tour this summer. And finally, we continue to provide grants for beef purchases to family and consumer science teachers so they can educate their students about beef cookery.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about how the checkoff's working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, as the state legislature is about done with the 2021 session, Senate Bill 422 is looking like it's going to get across the finish line, passing the Senate unanimously. OCA's Michael Kelsey is very pleased and explained.
That's right. We're in the crunch time of the legislature. Here we are in the last really week, six days here is about all we have, depending upon what their meeting schedule is. So that can be pretty fluid, but it has just been instrumental, but vital that we move this. And so the Senate did that today. As this is a broad-based coalition, Farm Bureau, AFR, all of the crop groups, cotton, wheat, all of the livestock groups, basically all the barnyard we have been in lockstep on this. And this has really been a good effort by us all to move this forward, and it's been an honor to be a part of this group. But you're absolutely right. 422 establishes kind of a standard process across all counties on qualifying for the ag sales tax exemption, either renewing it or getting a new permit, something that we vitally need at this point in time.
Kelsey expects the House to follow suit.
We are hopeful that we can get it up on the House floor in the next day or two. We do have broad-based support on the House, so we anticipate moving forward. It was a unanimous vote in the Senate. And by the way, I should mention the reason it was a unanimous vote is because a good number of our organizations did a call to action for our members, including us, but I know Farm Bureau and AFR did as well. I'm sure might have missed, but a lot of organizations have been tied into this and a lot of producers have responded and called. And so that has been crucial. So thank you. If you made a call out there to your senator, now's the time to call your House member, your representative, and say, hey, 422 is headed your way. We really need you to move on this. Get this over to the governor's desk so we can get it across the finish line.
Kelsey said if 422 is approved, it will go into effect pretty quickly.
So this will go into effect pretty quick because there's a lot of cards that are due up in June. And so that's another reason we really need to get this moving so that renewal process that's coming up this year can be clarified and move forward. So all the more reason we need to get that done. That can go into effect pretty quick.
Kelsey added that Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt will also be happy to sign the bill.
We've had all indications from his office. He's very supportive of the concept. Obviously, he's a great supporter of agriculture, so he certainly gets the issue, and I don't perceive any issues at all with the governor's office.
Once again, that's OCA's Michael Kelsey. You've got farm news on Ron.
Superior Livestock's next video livestock auction coming Thursday, May 20th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 28,525 head, 12,500 yearling steers, 7,400 yearling heifers, 3,600 wean calves, and 2,800 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know more details about when a lot will sell or more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.